أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أو كالذي مر على قرية وهي خاوية على عروشها قال أنى يحيي هذه الله بعد موتها. In our last discourse, we spoke of the debate which took place between Ibrahim alayhi salam and the king of Babylon, Nimrud, as explained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Qur'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of another incident which took place, and this is with regards to Uzair alayhi salam. Uzair was a Nabi of Allah, and he was sent to the Jews, and the Jews claimed that he was the son of Allah. Just as the Christians claimed that Isa is the son of Allah, the Jews made a similar claim with regards to Uzair alayhi salam. Allah speaks of an incident which took place in the time of Uzair alayhi salam. Allah says, أَوْ كَالَّذِي مَرَّ عَلَىٰ قَرْيَةٍ. Or similar is the incident of the one who passed by a village. That was Uzair alayhi salam. He passed by a village. And this village, they were many years before the coming of Uzair alayhi salam. At that point, they were afflicted with the punishment of Allah. We spoke about those thousands. There were up to 10,000 and more who came out from their village and they ran away from that plague. They were fleeing death. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused death to overtake them at a certain point. We spoke about that. That was Hizqil alayhi salam. And when he came there, he was so astonished at what he saw. And Allah brought them all back to life. A similar incident occurred when Uzair alayhi salam came upon this community. وَهِيَ خَاوِيَةٌ عَلَىٰ عُرُوشِهَا. Allah says this village was flattened. And it was overthrown over its rooftops. Meaning the entire village was completely and totally destroyed. It was completely flattened. The people therein were killed. And their bones and skeletons were strewn all over the place. When he came across this site before him, he was seated on his donkey, his conveyance, and he was passing by this area. قَالَ أَنَّا يُحْيِي هَذِهِ اللَّهُ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. When he saw this, he thought to himself, in fact he expressed this, and he said, I wonder how Allah will bring all this back to life. Because there is Qiyamah and there will be Hashar, there will be resurrection. So it was not, he's not questioning Allah's ability or the power of Allah. No. He was just amazed. And he thought to himself, I wonder how it's going to happen. And how do we understand that it was not an objection? He said, Anna. Anna in Arabic is used to express wonder, to express amazement. Anna, how can this happen? I wonder how it's going to happen. So he expressed this, and at that moment he says, "Anna yuhi hadhihi Allahu ba'da mawtiha." I wonder how Allah will bring all this back to life after it has perished, after its death. فَأَمَاتَهُ اللَّهُ مِئَةَ عَامٍ ثُمَّ بَعْثَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused him to die there and then. Allah caused him to fall dead. For how long? Allah says, مِئَةَ عَامٍ. For 100 years. He remained dead for 100 years. And after 100 years, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ بَعْثَ. After 100 years, Allah brought Uzair alayhi salam back to life. قَالَ كَمْ لَبِثْ. After he was brought back to life, a question was posed to him, either directly by Allah or through the intermediary of an angel. قَالَ كَمْ لَبِثْ. He was asked, how many years did you remain? For how many years did you remain dead? Or did you remain asleep? For how long? قَالَ لَبِثْتُ يَوْمًا وَبَعْضَ يَوْمٍ. I must have remained in a state of sleep for a day or a portion of the day. For a day or a portion of the day, not more than that. قَالَ بَلْ لَبِثْتَ مِئَةَ عَامٍ. In fact, you have remained in a state of sleep or in this dead state for 100 years. That's how long you remain. And Allah says on the day of Qiyamah as well, the people of the dunya, they will be asked, how long did you stay in the dunya? The person might have lived in the dunya for 80 years, 90 years, 100 years. But he will say, oh Allah, it must have just been a bit in the morning or a little time in the evening. That's how short life will seem to you when you go into the everlasting abode of Akhirah. So he was asked a similar question. قَالَ بَلْ لَبِثْتَ مِئَةَ عَامٍ. In fact, you remained here in a state of unconsciousness for 100 years. قَالَ بَلْ لَبِثْتَ مِئَةَ عَامٍ فَانْظُرْ إِلَىٰ طَعَامِكَ وَشَرَابِكَ لَمْ يَتَسَنَّهُ. And then Uzair alayhi salam was told that look at the food that you were carrying. Every traveler, he has patkos with him, some provision that he carries with him. Look at your food and look at your drink. لَمْ يَتَسَنَّهُ. It has not perished. Allah kept it in its original form, in its original state for 100 years. It remained like that. Allah preserved him. Just as Allah preserved him and his body and his organs, Allah preserved his provisions and his food as well. وَانْظُرْ إِلَىٰ حِمَارِكَ. But Allah says, look at your conveyance, look at the donkey which you were traveling with. وَانْظُرْ إِلَىٰ حِمَارِكَ وَلِنَجْعَلَهُ آيَةً لِلنَّاسِ. And we have done this so that we make you a sign unto mankind. وَانْظُرْ إِلَىٰ الْعِظَامِ كَيْفَ نُنْشِزُهَا ثُمَّ نَكْسُوهَا لَحْمًا. The donkey, Allah allowed the donkey to die. The donkey died and it perished and nothing was left of the donkey but its bones. So Allah said, look at your food, we have preserved it. But turn towards your conveyance, look at your donkey. كَيْفَ. Look at how we will now assemble the bones. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the donkey before his very eyes, the donkey, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gathered its bones. Allah says, كَيْفَ نُنْشِزُهَا. Look at how we assemble the bones and the skeleton of this donkey. وَنَكْسُوهَا لَحْمًا. And look at how we then cover it up and how we cause the meat to form around these bones. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought that donkey back to life. This is a lesson of iman. This is a lesson of iman and yaqeen and belief that no matter where or how a person may have perished and no matter how long he may remain in that state, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, within minutes, within seconds, within moments, Allah ta'ala will revive that person and bring that person back to life. فَلَمَّا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ. When he witnessed this, he witnessed his donkey and his conveyance coming back to life and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bringing it back to its former state. When it became clear and manifest to him, what did he say? قَالَ أَعْلَمُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. I am convinced and I am satisfied and I firmly believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has power over everything and Allah has the ability to do everything. May Allah grant us the understanding.